Biblical Foundations. Chapter 3. The Theology of the Atonement. I. Howard Marshall. A biblical understanding of atonement is concerned above all with the restoration of mutual, undistorted, unpolluted, divine-slash-human relationship, not with the appeasing of a God angered by the misdeeds of his creatures. Alan Mann's statement represents the view of many theologians who reject the concept of penal substitution as the principal means or even as a subordinate means of understanding the significance of Christ's death. One reason for this rejection is that such an understanding entails the belief that God could not save sinners until he had first exercised violence on his Son, and that the unacceptability of such violence indicates that penal substitution cannot be the right way to understand the significance of the cross. Then it is argued that the concept is not well founded in Scripture and even represents a misinterpretation of scriptural teaching. This view is taken by a number of conservative evangelical theologians who agree that we are saved from our sins solely by grace through faith on the grounds that God sent his Son to die in our place and for our sins, but who want to understand more fully what this means and what it does not mean. I shall argue that the doctrine of penal substitution is well founded in Scripture, and that it is defensible against the objections brought against it. I hope to argue in such a way that, whatever may be the problems with the terminology, all of us may recognize the validity and indeed the centrality of what is known by the term penal substitution, instead of repudiating the concept. In this paper, I am concerned with the biblical and theological foundations that underlie our preaching of the gospel, and not with the evangelistic edifice that we erect on these foundations. Therefore, even if we were to conclude that we should not use terms like penal suffering or appeasing God in our preaching, we still need to ask whether there is a place for them and what is meant by them in our technical theology. A doctrine of atonement has, inter alia, to deal with our situation as sinners in relationship to God against whom we have sinned. Four views can be distinguished. 1. The principle of penal substitution does not figure in the New Testament at all. 2. It is only one of the pictures, metaphors, or analogies used in the New Testament to express the significance of the...